Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
My eyes are truly prepared this morning. How are you, Sam?
I'm good, eh? Just been working away from the bedroom. I've had a bit of a coffee. You know, the day's starting slowly, but not slowly enough, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That sounds not terrible, though. Sounds kind of relaxed. The sun's streaming out there, and there is some fabulous TV in the world. What are we talking about?
Okay, so BFM listeners, I'm not going to apologise, but I am. I've been reticent to start any series, even though there's some great TV out there at the moment. There's shows that I want to catch up on, like Only Murders in the Building, Clickbait, Brand New Cherry Flavour. There's all these cool things coming to streaming at the moment, and I just haven't had the energy.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't, especially in lockdown. I can't really start anything new. If it's worthy, my brain's not ready for it. I purely
exactly.
want to watch
Exactly. I don't want to waste a really good TV show on...
lockdown brain.
Yeah. So, I started watching Celebrity Treasure Island New Zealand on Monday.
Nice.
Yes.
And I've watched all three episodes. It just started. And I thought, oh, this will be a laugh. This will be a lol. And my friend Tegan from MyFM is on the show. So I was like, oh, I'll catch it for her, you know, see what it's all about.
Do it for the pals.
And it's bloody brilliant. It's actually so good.
I also started on Monday being like, you know what? I like a lot of the comedians that are on this. Maybe I'll just like dip in and it'll be silly and it'll be, you know, just some light entertainment. I'm very invested now. I'm fully invested.
I haven't tried it. So maybe the segment will convince me.
We're going to work on
dip my toe into the island. Pool.
I think you're gonna love it. It was filmed in Northland this year, because obviously they couldn't travel overseas. It's beautiful, obviously the location's stunning, and you've got some amazing cast members of New Zealand celebrities.
Give us a flavour. Who's on this, Sam?
Buck Shelford, who you'll know as an All Blacks captain. You've got bloody Rachel McKenna from Shortland Street.
Amazing.
You've got Brinley Stenn and Chris Parker, both like great New Zealand comedians. You've got Lance Avali, who's, you know, an internationally renowned dancer who's worked for the likes of Beyonce and Rihanna.
Incredible.
You've got my friend Tegan, who's on my FM, who's an absolute legend. You've got Tammy Davis from George FM, and as you also know, Munter from Outrageous Fortune. It's just a who's who of New Zealand celebrities, and they actually get along. Like, it's just great to see New Zealanders hanging out.
It's honestly, I think there's something about Celebrity Treasure Island. I've never really watched the genre before, so I don't really have like a standard to set it to, but it's just kind of cute. Everyone's just like helping each other out in the team challenges. It's pretty wholesome entertainment.
Yeah, and like the minor frictions are so Kiwi minor frictions. Like it's like Angela Bloomfield, who is... She's the actress that played Rachel McKenna from Shortland Street. Sorry, yes. I should probably say her actual name because that's not nice. She's like the super loving, like motherly figure, and like Buck is quite like this kind of like hard, like I want to win kind of guy. And like their little friction that happens is quite entertaining to watch because they're both really polite about it, and they're both just Kiwis hanging out. But
it's the most non-confrontation friction ever.
Yeah, it's that thing you'd see at like a party. You'd be like, oh, okay, these guys, like, they're just like different speeds, you know?
Yes, I do.
And everyone on the show is actually hilarious. Like, Edna Stewart, who I believe she was an Instagram influencer slash has her own business slash was on that Boss Babes TV show at one point, I believe. Not entirely sure.
Not my world, I don't know.
She kind of comes in, and I think the image they wanted to kind of... The stereotype you'd put her into is kind of like girly girl, not really prepared for the outdoors. But she is like so gung-ho and so competitive and so ready to go and looks absolutely stunning while she does it. And I'm like, wow, I have a lot of respect for this wahine. Like, she's killing it. And not to get too deep, but I did cry at episode 3.
You cried at episode 3?
Sam!
For two separate reasons as well. I'm not going to spoil anything, but this show has done a really good job, and I think it's really pleasing to see, this is very Kiwi, of normalizing mental health stresses in a stressful situation. And I think it does a really, really gentle job of like letting the cast members explain like why they're feeling the way they're feeling, and kind of go through that kind of thing. And it's quite nice, and it made me cry.
Oh, that's lovely. For people who don't really know what the format of Celebrity Treasure Island is, can you explain a little bit about what are they competing for? What do the challenges actually look like?
Okay, so it's like Survivor, but kind of watered down, I believe, because Survivor's a lot more cutthroat. but it is, honestly, Survivor's crazy. Basically, all these celebrities go onto an island, in this case, the North Island. and they are competing for charities to win, I think it might be like $50 or maybe $100,000. I'm not really sure.
A big old chunk of money.
Matter to me. A big chunk of money for the charities. And they can win money throughout the show as well for their charities. No spoilers, but someone won $5,000 for their charity, which was really nice.
And does that just immediately go to their charity?
Yeah, they do like little mini challenges and they get to give some money away as well. And they compete in like athletic slash puzzle challenges that involve them like running through an obstacle course and building a puzzle and erecting a flag and balancing like balls on sticks of wood or building towers. It's all just like kind of like quirky challenges with an island aesthetic. And they also have to live in like kind of huts and they don't have much food. And they've got to ration their food and go fishing, and they're out there in the elements. So it's like Outward Bound.
Yeah, it's like kind of grown up Outward Bound.
Yeah. And it's these people that are like, you know, they've got their creature comforts. They know their lives. You know, like you've got Art Green, who I'm sure could survive in the wilderness, but doesn't do it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Out there doing it.
Living their best lives on Celebrity Treasure Island. I also vouch for this show. I think it's just a lot of fun. And I think it also fills the void for people. We've been getting some texts this morning about people missing Taskmaster, which has very just much finished. Been
Taskmaster.
A fantastic bit of New Zealand television. I think this will fill the Taskmaster void for a lot of people. It's just like an enjoyable thing with some familiar faces on the telly.
I definitely agree. And I think Brittany Stent was on season one of Taskmaster. Now she's on this. She's doing her talking heads. She's doing interviews. She's hanging out. She's having a fun time. She's the puzzle queen. It's honestly good stuff. And if you're in lockdown and you need something to, you know, happily waste a few hours and you're not going to leave with any thoughts about the outside world, this is kind of what you're after.
That sounds
absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
You sold on it, Zoe?
Yeah, I'm sold. That's probably what I'm going to do after I finish work.
I think it's a great flatmate watch as well. Like, if you sit down with a flat and watch it, like, I think it's quite enjoyable.
Definitely. Hey, thank you, Sam. Excellent recommendation.
Oh, wait, and also, I've got some secret goss from Tegan, actually.
Go on, hit us.
She said, it just gets way wilder. So...
All right, we'll keep watching then. Hey, thank you very much, Sam. I hope you're taking care in your bubble, and we'll hopefully see you in the studio soon enough, but we'll definitely talk to you next week.
Definitely. Catch you later.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.